pays more.
And we're ready to go. I call this meeting of October 5th, 2017 to order. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton, please turn on your microphone when you're speaking.
Pardon me, I'm sorry. I had one little item, and I'm not sure if it's what I said or not. If it's what I said, then I know that there was pauses in there. But under the Human Resources Director's report, where it says Board Member Sexton questioned the HVAC mechanic position and asked how the term journey level is used here at the city, my intention, I don't believe I said is used here at the city. My intention was used here in this position, not used here at the city. I certainly don't think that's what I said. I might have said it, but only with very significant pauses. Thank you, Madam Chair.
The other correction that we have is that Board Member Sexton motioned to approve the minutes the last time, and
I was hoping
perhaps you would do that again, and then it was seconded by Board Member Hansen.
Yes, I did.
Would you make that motion again?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Do I hear a second? A second from Board Member Heller. All those in favor signify by saying aye with the corrections.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none. Moving on. Communications for information. Ms. Hobson.
Thank you. Regarding a follow-up item from the September 7th meeting, and Board Member Sexton just addressed it, but I wanted to, for the record, indicate that an email was sent out with the response to all the board members on September 25th.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Would you prefer that I address this now or wait for the HR report?
You can certainly address it now because that is before.
Well, my questions and comments would be to manager Fritz. My comments at the last meeting, any question I had would have been pertaining to this seems like a very appropriate area for an apprenticeship. And my question was about the position was described as a journey level position. Well, in the air conditioning mechanic trade, there's a specialty electrical license, which is a two-year license, which a journeyman normally would have. And so a trainee would work under the journeyman for a couple of years to get that license. And so I asked about the license. Would this person have that license? And, you know, if not, how is this person a journey level person? Or if they're, you know, a trainee, or are they journey level? And, you know, I really think that, you know, that the city has missed a golden opportunity here for an apprenticeship program. That's all I had. The information that we got back was just a dictionary definition of what journey level is. And, you know, I think, you know, everyone probably knows that. Certainly everyone involved knows that now. not a, a real tough question answer. This one, a little more nuanced as far as a journey level air conditioning mechanic position would normally have the electrical specialty electrical license. And so, you know, I'm wondering, you know, about that. Would, you know, so thank you very much.
Ms. Fritz.
That is a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I will find out. I'm assuming no based on the description that was provided to me, but let me do a little more research and get back to you on that.
Thank you.
And I would like to thank you for getting back to us so quickly on the last question we thought he asked.
No problem. This is helping me learn too.
Thank you. And then the second
The second item under communication for information is at the board's request, City Manager Elizabeth Pauley will be attending the November 2nd meeting.
Now, will she be attending us in this format, or are we going to have a more casual format as more like a study session?
That is up to you. I can certainly request either.
Whatever makes her comfortable is what I would like to have done.
What is on the agenda for that night other than...
Do we have any agenda items besides...
Not at this time.
Okay. Do you have a preference?
No, if we're not having a hearing, I don't have a preference. We're having a hearing on the schedule.
So whatever is at her comfort, whatever she'd like to do.
Okay.
And I just really appreciate her coming before us.
Okay.
So thank you
I'll
for taking care of
then.
That. Okay, next item, actions on matters still pending, new business.
None this evening.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing.
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator report.
None this evening.
That was easy. Human Resource Director reports and requests.
Good evening again. I'm reporting tonight on one list extension and one list abolishment approved by Director of Human Resources Gary Buchanan, and have one request for your action. The details of each are in your packet. The HR director approved a list extension for the customer account supervisor position. The extension was for 3 months. There were 151 on the original list, 54 of which were Tacoma residents, zero hires from that list. And the purpose of this extension request is to use the list to determine eligibility for temporary upgrades per the collective bargaining agreement. The second is a list abolishment approved by the HR director for the senior buyer position. There were 8 people on the original list. 2 were City of Tacoma residents. There were 3 hires from the list, one of which was a City of Tacoma resident. And the current list for the position has been exhausted, so we're anticipating the need to fill a vacancy soon and need to get a new list started. Do you have any questions on that before I move on? Okay. I also have one item requiring your
action. Before you move on, thank you so much for hiring a City of Tacoma resident. I can't believe you passed that opportunity.
I know.
That is why I paused. So I also have one item requiring your action this evening. It's a request for a temporary extension for 3 temporary meter readers. I'd like to invite Rodney Croston and Mike Sorum up to present the request to you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department, and I'm here with Mike Sorum, Operations Manager at Customer Services, to request that waiver 1 year temporary extension for 3 meter readers, Matt Jones, Cullen Daniels, and Chris Spalding.
Good evening. In July 2017, the Utility Board approved resolution number U-10939, authorizing Tacoma Public Utilities to move forward with the implementation of advanced metering infrastructure, commonly known as and referred to as AMI. A presentation was delivered to customer service staff in September of 2016 and described to them what AMI is, current utility trends in the industry, benefits of AMI for our customers and the utility, and impacts to customer service and the field operations section. It also spoke to a transition plan to provide personal assessments leading to resume development for all employees to provide transition services for employees that began in June of this year. The individuals in this request and the skills, experience, and knowledge they have acquired and continue to demonstrate are essential to maintain high-quality, on-time data collection for billing. The 12-month extension for these individuals in this request is part of a strategy moving forward that we would hire temporary replacements to fill any open permanent positions due to attrition and the timelines for implementation of AMI and the resulting staff reductions. Thank you for your consideration of our request.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny the city's request for a temporary extension of the following personnel, Matt Jones, Colin Daniels, and Chris Balding.
Is there a second? It's been seconded by Board Member Heller. Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, it seems to me that we see these temporary extensions pretty often, and a lot of times we see them after the fact where. Someone has been working beyond their extension, and it wasn't brought to us, and now the city wants to hire them or this doesn't seem like a good enough reason to extend their temporary positions. that they're going to have a job for. Another year or two, it looks like. I think, if the work is there, these people are invaluable to do this work. They should be made permanent employees. If they can't be made permanent employees, well, they only signed on for a temporary position anyhow. It would be unfortunate, but... that's what they signed on to begin with. And I don't think that there's significant reasons here for us to change that. Thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Heller?
I have a couple questions. Thanks. So in looking at extending a temporary the differences between a temporary employee and a regular employee, are these temporary employees also retirement eligible?
So yes, temporary employees are still members of the retirement system, I believe after 30 days.
Some are, some aren't. I just...
They also at this point have qualified for benefits. So I think the only difference is they are not accruing seniority.
Okay.
As temporary employees, we have made available to them the transition services that we offered to the permanent employees who are also facing staff reductions.
Thank you.
Board Member Andrews?
Madam Chair, for me, the clarification of how future vacancies would be posted. So when they were posted, they would be, I heard, I believe it were you or you, sir, that they are permanent positions but filled temporarily. So would they truly be temporary, and that would be how they were published, so anybody walking into it, they would know that they're only temporary?
my understanding, two of these employees were hired from a civil service eligible list that was advertised as a permanent list, and they were hired from that list. After that list expired, we put out a temporary posting, and I think the third person came through that. So we did not do examinations. Examinations and certifications are only required for permanent appointments. We didn't anticipate any permanent appointments, knowing that the jobs would be ending, and so we were trying to be upfront with all the applicants, knowing that this was going to have an end date.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to deny the temporary extension signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Do I hear the motion dies for lack of affirmative votes? Do I hear another motion?
Madam Chair,
Board Member Miller.
I would move to grant the city's request.
It's been moved
to grant the city's request.
Board
Member Andrews.
Second.
And seconded by Board Member
Andrews. This is really a pain.
I know.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Any abstentions? The motion has passed. Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. Are there any comments from the public? I see somebody I don't know. Sir, would you like to come up and introduce yourself?
Chair Summers, members of the Civil Service Board, my name is Steve Hatcher. I am the Customer Services Manager for Tacoma Public Utilities and the source of the request that you just approved, and I appreciate that. I think maybe a little additional information.
Thank you.
That wasn't covered in the presentation is the Advanced Meter Infrastructure, AMI, is scheduled for implementation beginning in the 2021 timeframe. Our challenge is that we will be having to look at of the field investigators and meter readers, which total 32 personnel. The current plan calls for us to reduce by 24 individuals. The challenge we have is while we're transitioning to this new paradigm we're going to be operating under, AMI, I have around 24 employees that I have to at some point begin transitioning to a new career field. While we still have to do the work, we're looking at using temporary employees to fill that because at some point we're going to look at attrition as those personnel begin to leave. And the challenge for us is hiring permanent people and then eventually have to lay them off doesn't kind of make sense at this time. Because who's going to come into a job knowing that 3 to 4 years from now it's going to be gone? So temporary employees is a kind of a gap to fill this gap while we're going through the transition so we can still continue to do the field investigating work so we can still do the meter reading. And at the same time, those employees, some have as much as 30, 40 years with the city. You know, if they are the ones that have to transition, then we'll be able to help them.
Madam Chair.
So that's what this is about.
Thank you. Board Member Sexton.
If I may, was it Mr. Hatcher?
Mr. Hatcher, yes, sir.
Nice to meet you, and thanks
nice to meet you as well.
For coming here tonight. I got a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
So the physical meter reading is going to be phased out in 2020.
That is what the plan currently calls for.
The current plan, what it calls for. And so, and along with that, you have 24 positions that have to be eliminated between now and 2021 or 20...
Around that same time frame, yes, sir.
Around that same time frame.
Yes, sir.
And you're... you're asking for an extension of these four temporary employees, three temporary employees for another year.
Yes, sir, because their tenure of the 2,080 hours is up now. When we hired them at the time, we did not know AMI was going to be implemented. That is a decision that has been recently made by the board in September. Although we knew that it was possibly going to happen, the decision was made in September.
Right. I think I followed all that. So you have these three positions that you're going to have for another year.
Yes, sir.
And you have 24 positions that you have to eliminate in the next couple of years or next 3 or 4 years.
Yes, sir.
It seems to me like you have 24 people that you have to cut from your staff, and you have three people that you're going to have for another year.
Yes, sir.
Why couldn't the 24 people that you have to cut from your staff be used in these positions?
First of all, they may decide to leave the city totally. We don't know what the 24 are going to do. You know, a priority that I have is to make sure these employees who are going to be impacted by this action actually have a position to go. We've hired an outside agency called Transition Team that is working with them to help them produce resumes, do interviews and everything, because once we get to a selection process, then some will be, you know, there'll be 10 to 12 people who will be part of the permanent staff going forward, the 24 people who will be going out the door. You know, once that selection, that decision is made, which will be probably sometime next year, they may decide to raise their hands and leave immediately, or they might decide to continue to work until they find themselves a permanent position.
Madam Chair, it does bother me that we're adding temporary personnel when we're, you know, cutting 24 people and 24 jobs, positions are going to be eliminated. Let me ask you another question about these three temporary positions that you have for another year now.
Yes, sir.
The physical meter reading is still going to be in existence for another year or two after that. Are you going to be down here in a year asking for another extension of these three people?
Hopefully we will. You know, there is a provision that allows what's called a project of limited duration that will be assigned to this. In fact, it already has been assigned to this project. And so project of limited duration gives you more flexibility for hiring people, but it is a duration of employment to the extent that the project is in existence. When the project ends, then the employment ends. And that is the long-term strategy that we would probably be using to continue to do the day-to-day work while we're transitioning to the new organization. So this is only a stopgap measure because these three individuals, and one of the individuals, I think their time is up in November. The other ones are next year, but we wanted to get ahead of it because they're still eligible for employment. Like I said, one doesn't actually leave until November. His 2,080 hours November. The other ones are in 2018. So we are getting ahead of it. But right now, with the amount of work, we're still going to need these three individuals. And the option available to us, the only option available to us, is to ask for an extension as we did tonight. But we are developing a long-term strategy to meet the operational needs plus the limitations that we're going to face, because we are going to be looking at individuals going to have to involuntarily leave the city in 2020-2021.
Board Member Heller.
Mr. Hatcher.
Yes, ma'am.
Are these three positions part of the overall 24 that are going to be, are they in addition?
No, these are not permanent positions.
So
these are additional positions because we do have seasonal work. And when should we hire temporary employees? Because between we have people go on vacation, and we have light duty. We have all the challenges that any organization has. But for these individuals, we can use them. We still have the work, and they're willing to do the work for us. So that's the reason why we've made this request.
So just to follow up, so are these transitional? You said you're bringing in a team, transitions team.
We hired a team September last year. The I met with the entire staff on September the 13th at the Union Hall, and I laid it all out so that they understood this is what the plan is and this was coming. So, you know, I think that's a responsibility I have as a manager to those employees. And then to begin to get them prepared for those who are potentially going to be impacted by this action.
So are these three employees, are they also going to be offered these the opportunity
they
to
are,
work with the transition?
They have been offered to go through the training as well.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Board Member Sexton?
Yes, sir.
If I may, that's very good information. I really appreciate your time and your answers. You mentioned that that this was your only option.
Currently, this is the option for those three individuals. Yes, sir.
You mentioned that this was your only alternative, your only option, the only thing you could do, I think. I'm just curious if you could, what would your option have been if the board had turned you down? You know, would you have, then you'd have to have gone with project employees
we
for
probably,
a short term. Isn't that right?
We would have looked at that as an option. We would have looked at, you know, people would be doing overtime. You know, I mean, I still have responsibility to get the work done. I have a budget to operate within. And so I would have looked at what courses of action would have been available to me. But this, you know, this was a reasonable course of action, we thought. And it's something we can support with our current budget. So that's the reason why we chose this course of action.
One last time, my last point, if I may.
Yes, sir.
The biggest problem I see here is that these people are being extended for a year for a job that's going to last a couple of years or 3 or 4 years or something, you know, and I don't see how that works. And I don't, you know, this is a very short-term solution for a problem that's twice as long or something.
Yes, sir. And as I said, this is more of a stopgap measure until we can figure out what our long-term strategy is. As I indicated earlier, we still have to get the work done, and I need these three individuals to achieve that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I bet you didn't expect you to get that when I said, will you introduce yourself? And I appreciate very much. And sure. I also very much appreciate that you are getting ahead of it, because one of the things that has been a concern to some of our board members here is that it's after the fact, or it's the deadline was yesterday. And so getting ahead of it is very much appreciated by this chair. So thank you for that. And thank you for taking the time to
yes,
give
ma'am.
Us a little more information.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure meeting all of you. Thank
we
you.
All can't be good cops every night.
Some of us never. Okay. Any other comments by public? He's not even trying to get up. That's comments by board? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So
it's been moved by Ms. Heller and seconded by Dan Saxton. We are out of here. Thank you.
I'm sorry about the phone. I'll turn it off
yeah,
next
sure
to you.
Sorry.
No,
it's me.
I thought I heard it out in the first
I don't think we've ever met.
I'm Shelby Prince.
Mike Sora.
I'm Ron McKellen.
Okay.
Nice
to meet you, sir.
You too.
And I'd be meeting to
yeah.
change.
Is your work
door? What?